Second half of hour number three here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this, what's turning out to be a beautiful Thursday morning here in the great state of Michigan. Happy to have you aboard, and thank you for having me. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we've talked a lot today about the vast overreach of our state governments, our federal governments, and what they do with our tax dollars, what they don't do with our tax dollars. Joining me to talk a little bit more about that is James Holman. He's the Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a great institution. James, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff.
So, we, as a state, we tend to find ourselves competing with other states for businesses, for jobs, for investment opportunities, and it usually comes down to who has the better business environment. And over the past several years, Michigan has done some things to do just that, but there's always that claim of corporate welfare, crony capitalism, if you will. But you've written recently about something that's happening that can maybe get that out of the way and keep people from essentially buying off companies with tax credits.
Yeah, Michigan's business subsidy programs are the biggest area of waste in state government. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars to, quote unquote, create and retain jobs. But when you look at what the programs do, they're more effective at generating press releases than they are at jobs. And they do so at great taxpayer expense. It's over $500 million this year that's going to be transferred to companies in our state's business subsidy programs. But you're right that some lawmakers feel like they need these programs in order to compete with other states. We're competing with Ohio, we're competing with Wisconsin, we're competing with Illinois. Sometimes we're even competing with Texas and Florida, and they also have programs designed to subsidize businesses. So we're working with a national coalition of people to try to get states to enter into an interstate compact where states agree with each other that they're not going to offer these programs anymore. And when any two states sign up for this compact, they agree to lay down their economic or their business subsidy programs. And this legislation has been introduced in Michigan and 14 other states.
All right. Well, let me play devil's advocate for a second, if you will, James. So let's assume several states pass this, enter into these compacts, and say we have Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, all pass them. But you have a state like Illinois, which is typically controlled by the other party who would maybe oppose this sort of thing, and they don't do it. So now Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio are out of luck, but Illinois is open for business for those looking for tax credits. What's kind of the retort to that?
There are a couple of ways to structure these interstate compacts. The one that I prefer has a trigger that when enough states enter to represent three-fifths of congressional delegation, that Congress actually steps in and ends these programs, which they're allowed to do under the Interstate Commerce Clause. That's kind of my preference. However, it's really up to lawmakers to design these compacts. And right now, it's whenever two states do it, that's when they trigger it. But because these subsidy programs are ineffective at creating jobs, the difference that you would see between Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, and Illinois in their economic performance, would the only difference would be that Illinois spends a lot more money on these business subsidy programs. They wouldn't grow faster because of them. So I would hope to see that. I would also hope that if that were the case, there would be a lot of pressure inside Illinois to enter this compact, to say we're not going to waste money on these programs. We're going to be like these other states that have agreed to lay down their arms.
Right. And I mean, quite frankly, it's self-inflicted wounds a lot of the time, because if you got to find states and say, hey, why would we want to enter into a bidding war with each other when we can save the money and, I guess, bid a different way, pass laws that make your business environment more welcoming and have that be the level of competition rather than just essentially doling out taxpayer dollars when, like you said, you don't necessarily know if you're going to have something to show for it.
Yeah, this is why I like that this issue in particular has broad cross-ideological support, because people on both the right and the left don't want to compete over who offers the biggest subsidies. They want to compete over who has the best business business climate and who has the best quality of life, whatever that may mean. We might have some different ideas over what is attractive to business and to and what's necessary to grow the economy, but both sides agree that it's not business subsidies.
Right, and I think one of the most recent examples in Michigan can be the film tax credits. I mean, you saw companies come here, Hollywood companies, to film movies, and it was kind of cool to see that. But at the end of the day, when you started rolling that back, they were only here for the tax credits. It wasn't like they established something and then it remained. It was as soon as that spigot was turned off, they packed it up and bolted out of town.
The film subsidies were the most profligate waste of money the state has ever engaged in. We spent over $500 million on this program and have nothing to show for it outside of a couple of credits in a handful of movies. Like, I'm glad that lawmakers voted to get rid of that. I would have loved to see more states do that. And if we pass this compact, film subsidies would end as well.
Yeah, well, and I'm a movie guy. It was cool to see one of the scenes from Batman filmed at, you know, Michigan State University. It was cool to see Gran Torino filmed in downtown Detroit, you know, in Detroit, in the area out there. But, I mean, it's not up to taxpayers to foot the bill for that, especially if you're not really creating sustainable business. And I use the movie as an example, but, I mean, it's like that in any industry. We got about a minute left. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, the important thing is that states agree with each other that this isn't the kind of competition they want to engage in. I would love to see more states enter this. I think we're going to see some more discussion about this idea, and that's what it's going to take to bring this over the finish line. Again, 15 states have already signed up. I would like to see more. I would like to see some people who are running for office take up this idea and run with it, because I think we're going to need governors and gubernatorial candidates to become the champions on this issue. Because I think it should get broad cross-ideological support. I think it will be a popular policy because no one wants to have to bribe companies to come to their state.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like the best way to do business if you essentially have to call it a bribe. That doesn't make sense to me. I know it doesn't make sense to you, and sounds like it doesn't make sense to most people. But James, appreciate you joining us on the program. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
James Holman, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Good friends over there at the Mackinac Center do fantastic work. I hope you think we're doing fantastic work here today on the Steve Gruber Show, addressing the issues that are important to you. Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this beautiful Thursday. Stick around. We still got a little more to go. Going right through to 9 o'clock. Happy to be with you. Stay tuned.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.